Welcome to Chrisley Confessions. And I never say that because my sidekick Todd always does the introduction. I just realized that this morning, that he's always the one that introduces the day. So today is a new day, and I'm going to introduce the day and also introduce my special guest.
Her favorite child.
Miss Savannah is with us today. So I am super excited. I'm sure Savannah's going to have many things to say today. And she has already informed me that she wants to switch it up a little bit. She doesn't like the fact that we don't always have a topic. And
I love hearing y'all answer people's questions, but also I love hearing your opinions on things that are going on today and not just like random stuff. You know, we should have your callers weigh in and see what they think too.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
But I do have to say, y'all, I'm not going to spoil anything in case you have not caught up on This Is Us, but I have not gotten Mama and Daddy into it yet. And last night, oh my God, Mama, I was bawling, like tears hitting my pillow. Best show ever. Which, okay, it aired last night, so if you hadn't caught up, it's your fault. And the end, Mama. One of the, so the last scene, because, you know, the dad died in a house fire, and now it's about all the kids, the big three. And the dad had, drawn basically an outline of a house that he eventually wanted to build for his wife one day on the land that they had bought where their cabin is. So his wife had buried it in this keepsake box. The big three, now they're like grown adults. They dug it up and they found where he had drawn this house. Mm-hmm. And the son, Mama, went and built a house because for his mother that had gotten Alzheimer's. And oh my gosh, when he built that house, because he said that Mom always believed in Dad, so now I have to do it. And he built a house, Mama. It was something that I would have done. I was sobbing. It is the best show in the entire world. So you need to get on it.
Oh my God, I definitely have to catch up. I actually caught one episode with you last week when we were in L.A.
Yes.
So, you know, I've seen a few of them, so I kind of understand what it is. Sometimes those shows that keep doing the flashbacks, They make me a little nervous.
I know.
You know, because you have to really stay into it, because then you start, because, you know, that show does that. It goes from present to past tense. And
it does, but it was just, last night's episode was just so our family. Whenever I tell you, one of the brothers, Chrissy Metz, which yes, we know and love, who's working on a country album right now, I think. Mm-hmm. Chrissy looks at her phone and she listens to a voicemail, and it was so Chase and I. She listens to a voicemail and she goes, wonder why she's calling. And then he goes, I don't know. That's kind of weird. And she goes, oh no, look, there's another one. They listen to it. He goes, yeah, that's kind of odd. Probably nothing important. She goes, oh no, why don't we hear the last one? And she says, hey, I'm so sorry, but I just have to confess to you because it's just weighing on me. We slept together. And he slept with her best friend. And it I died laughing.
Oh, my God.
So, y'all, it's the best show on television. Obviously, other than Chrisley Knows Best.
Yes, getting ready to say. I don't know where your brain is. But
Chrisley Knows Best first. This Is Us second. Well, Chrisley Knows Best, Growing Up Chrisley, and then This Is Us.
That's right. Okay, well, I'm going to definitely binge watch it. I mean, I'm going to do it. You know, there's also another show that I'm going to start watching. Have you ever heard of this show? It's on one of the streaming, you know, things.
Yeah, streaming.
It's called McMillions.
No, I have not.
Okay, so two people have said, two totally different random people have said that they've watched the show and how crazy and good it is. So it's about this guy that he worked and did something like with McDonald's and all of their game prizes.
Like the Monopoly
things
on the cups?
Yes. Okay. And for years, he maneuvered and manipulated these gaming pieces.
I've heard about that.
And would sell them to like family members and other people so that they could win like $1 million. And it's this whole long thing and it goes into it. Well, I was having dinner with Shane McAnally last week and he was talking about it. Then I'm on the phone with my friend Joy last night and she says, listen, I've been watching the show, you know, McMillions. I'm like, what? I was like, that's crazy. Well, what brought it up was I said, Joy, you're never going to believe who came to our table when we were in L.A. Mark Wahlberg.
Y'all. Oh, my gosh. I just have to tell you. So we're sitting in Beverly Hills Hotel in the Polo Lounge. And Dad and I got there first?
Mm-hmm.
So Dad and I had got there first. And we're just sitting down. Dad's on the phone. I'm looking at my phone. And I look up and literally Mark Wahlberg is in our face. And I just kind of froze. I was like, no way. And I'm not going to lie. He looks really good in person. Like,
He does look good in person.
And he comes up and he says, I'm sorry to bother you, but I just have to tell you, my wife loves your show. And I literally was speechless. I was like, Mark Wahlberg loves our show. This is insane.
Well, actually his wife, but she probably makes him watch it too. We're going to say that he loves it too since his wife does.
Exactly. A lot of men, I feel like, use their wives as an excuse to watch our show. Like,
exactly.
They're not going to admit it. And so therefore they just say, hey, my wife
loves it.
That's
okay. We'll take it. We'll take just the association of it. But I mean, that was a really cool moment. You know, people ask us when you have these cool moments, it's somebody that you respect. I think he is an amazing talent actor. He's also a great father. And, you know, he does all these amazing things. He gives back. And then for you to meet him and him be just as nice in person as what you envisioned in your mind him being is so great.
I think what was so crazy, too, about that moment is because we still live our lives like every day, normal people get through the day, get what we need to get done. But we were sitting in one restaurant. Mark Wahlberg comes in. Then next comes the Bella Twins, which we absolutely love and adore.
And they look so precious, pregnant, both of them together. Like, how cool is that?
So, like, we have known until we met them, Dad and I did, a while back when Dad and I hosted something for the Oscars. And ever since then, they have just been the kindest, sweetest human beings ever. So we had Mark Wahlberg, the Bella Twins, and then you come in with Shane McAnally, who's like one of the greatest songwriters of all time. So I think it's just so crazy.
Oh, and not just that. Then we're sitting there just talking and Evan Ross walks in.
I know.
Who is the sweetest, kindest, and so talented. I mean, it is unbelievable. And he's like, oh, my mom they just dropped me off here. The driver had to go pick up my mom. Now I got to take an Uber. I'm like, okay, he's talking about Diana Ross, who I love.
That was such like a Savannah and Todd moment.
Yeah, it was.
Because
he came in, he's like, can you believe that my mom called and needed the car? So the driver just dropped me off here. So now I got to get an Uber. I thought it was the cutest thing. And I think he and Ashley are just the cutest couple. And
I know. But that was just one of those moments that was so crazy.
So in case you guys did not know that I'm now on shrooms. No, not what you're thinking. It's the legal kind. But these shrooms are still magic. Everyday magic, you might say. Four Sigmatic is a wellness company that mixes shrooms and adaptogens with coffee, cacao, latte, protein powder, and edible skincare. 64% of Americans drink coffee daily, but 100% should be drinking Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee because it's more than just coffee. It contains lion's mane, a favorite functional mushroom. It's the brain's best friend and supports focus, productivity, and creativity during your busy day. Lion's mane mushrooms have long been used by Buddhist monks to help them focus during meditation. And God knows we all need to be focused more. So they're made from 100% organic Arabica beans, no sugar, carbs, or calories. It's organic, vegan, paleo, sugar-free, and dairy-free. So, of course, we have a special offer for the Chrisley Confessions audience. Receive 15% off your first Four Sigmatic coffee order. Just go to foursigmatic.com/Chrisley or enter Chrisley at checkout. That's four, F-O-U-R, Sigmatic, SIGMATIC.com/Chrisley to receive 15% off your order. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. It has half the caffeine of regular coffee, and it's truly magic. And no, it doesn't taste like mushrooms at all.
We look at where we're at now and just all the different people that we've met and have been blessed to become friends with and just know. It truly is just like a wow moment.
It really is.
But where were you going with that? With Mark Wahlberg?
Because Mark Wahlberg has something to do with this McMillions. I don't know if he did some kind of producing. I've got to do some research on it. But
Please do. He did
something, because that's my friend Joy was like, oh, I know Mark Wahlberg is associated with it in some way, which I was trying to say is, she was like, so I decided to give McMillions a try to watch it, because if Mark Wahlberg is associated with it, then
it's
going to be great. So that was the only reason. And then, of course, I had to throw in the fact that we saw him and his wife loves our show. Thank you. Thank you.
I know. So it honestly has been a great couple of a great couple of weeks, a great love and life. And I will say, you know, I am letting my hair grow out. And last night I posted a photo on Instagram and this man commented and was like, no one likes that man's haircut. And I was just like, you know what, Sharon, Shannon, whatever your name is, nobody asked for your opinion.
Are you kidding me?
It does. It just gets real old. It is hair. It grows back.
And I thought that was a beautiful picture you posted. I thought that picture was stunning.
I know. It was great. And honestly, I felt
good
about myself.
What did that man look like? Did you see his photo?
Oh, yeah. Well, Blaine went back at him.
Oh, gosh.
It was like, said something about, you're just Max, that receding hairline you got going on or something.
Why would you, again, it goes back what I have always tried to say to you. Why do people follow you and then comment something ugly, something negative? I don't understand that concept.
I don't know, but I am honestly in a phase of my life to where I'm starting, a lot of times I find humor in it now, just because if you let people's words affect you that badly, then you're just going to be a wreck, you know? Yeah, so you have to find some humor in it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm just in a place to where I'm growing, I'm evolving. I really have kind of stopped paying attention to the things that people are saying. I mean, you know, I was in the Cayman Islands and I posted a photo about South Beach, which I swear by. I mean, it's been a game changer for me. It's just like a way of life. It's not this insanely strict diet that you can't eat all kinds of food. Like, it's absolutely amazing. And I posted a photo. And you know how many haters were under that?
I'm sure a lot.
It was insane. So, I don't know. I'm just tired of the haters, and I love all you sweet people out here. So, that's all I got to say.
Okay. So, Savannah, all is well in your world right now?
All is well in my world. I am actually, whenever I finish doing this podcast today, I'm getting on the phone with broadcasting/acting coach. And I know. So hopefully I'll be out in LA for a couple of weeks doing some classes and kind of just getting prepared, because as you know, co-hosting is something that I would love to do. So this year is just all about trying new things, just expanding and growing and seeing where it takes me.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
You gonna answer some questions for me for these callers?
Hopefully. You don't have any angry people calling in.
Oh, no. Our callers are amazing. 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 So let's get to our first caller.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name is Samantha from Ohio, by way of West Virginia. I called back about a year ago, and my husband and I were contemplating on having a baby because he's in the military, and we didn't know what to do about with him getting deployed. Turns out, whenever I did call. I was already pregnant. We have a little boy. His name is Cash Michael now, and he is perfect. My question today is, I need help as far as with great-grandparents. My husband is deployed, and I like to just stay at home because he's little, and they are calling my husband overseas and complaining over me not bringing him around and making it seem like I need to be going out. Mind you, it is winter time. I feel that if they can get out and go to the mall and go to all these different places and out to eat, that it should be no problem for them to come to my house to see my son. Is that wrong of me? Should they be making it more of a priority for themselves to meet their great-grandson? Or is it my priority to make sure I go by their house? I will add that all of them go out and do things and go to church and go to all these other places, and none of them are more than 20 minutes away from my house. So that's just a question I had. I hope to hear you from you soon, and have a great day.
Hi, Samantha from Ohio. First of all, I want to say congratulations on the baby boy. You know, I feel like that it is wintertime, and if you have these grandparents that are blessed with good health, that they can get out, they can travel, they can go, I don't see any reason why they should not make it a priority to come and see you. Because, you know, the flu and just everything that goes around, the more I feel like if you have a little one that you can keep inside and keep away from germs, the better off you are right now. So maybe just reach out to them and be like, listen, you guys are welcome to come by my house any day. You know, would you guys like to come, you know, this particular day? You want to come for coffee, come and see the baby. And then once the weather gets better and you can get out, he's a little bit older, then you reciprocate. You know, so maybe having that open line of communication saying, listen, guys, if you're out and about, please come by, spend time with the baby, and I'd love to see you. And, you know, once the weather gets better and it's cool, it's warmer outside, then I'll reciprocate and we can do that, or even meet halfway. Maybe try that. So best of luck. And again, congratulations on the new baby. Next caller.
Hi, Mrs. and Mr. Chrisley. This is Janet. I was calling because I wanted to know, in you all's home, you all have a balance, and I was trying to see who created that or who came up with the idea. If you can, let me know. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hi, Janet. We have a balance. Savannah, would you agree that we have a balance in our home?
Not really. I think it's just kind of all or nothing. You know, like we're
not
all
really. I think that's not true. I think Dad and I definitely have our roles that we play.
Don't you think? Well, that was just a very broad question.
Yeah, it was.
Say that, I'm like, we're all either running around like chickens with our head cut off, or we're really calm. You know, like everything's either always
more so,
hectic.
More so chicken with a head cut off.
Exactly. But you know what I mean? Like when it's calm, it is so calm and we like love it. It is great. And that's normally like when we're not filming.
Right.
And we have a little time to ourselves. It's kind of like our relax time and just revamp. But yeah, no, but when it comes to you and Dad, you just kind of have your roles. Like you keep everything together. Gosh, if it was not for my mother, she is like the glue that literally holds us all together. Because if Dad and I are arguing, or Chase and Dad are arguing, or me and Chase, Mom's always the one that's like, hey, maybe you should do this, or maybe you should do that. So I don't know. It's a good balance. And Dad's the one that, I like to say Mom's the glue, but Dad, he puts out a lot of fires. That is for sure.
Absolutely.
Todd Chrisley's been my saving grace, so.
Absolutely. So, hope that helps, Janet. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Kaylee from Buffalo, New York. First of all, I just want to say that I love your show. I've watched it on repeat multiple times. I just have a quick question. I live about 5 hours away from my parents and my brother. My brother has a small baby, as do I, and I feel like every time that I try to go home to visit, I'm not really allowed to be a part of his child's life as much as I would like. I've been trying since the baby was born, and he is a year old now. I just wanted some advice to see what you guys would do if you were in my situation. I just really would like both of our children to grow up and be a part of each other's lives, because right now that's not really happening. I've voiced my concerns to my brother before, and he will kind of fix it for like a day or two, and then just goes right back to really not being existent in his life. So do I keep trying and letting myself get let down, or do I kind of just like let it go and move on with my life and just take care of myself at this point? It's hard to know whether the heartache is worth what will happen in the end, not knowing. So thank you guys very much. I love your podcast. I love your show. And I hope to hear back from you. Thank you.
Hey, Kaylee from Buffalo, New York. You know, I do feel like that it is important for you to have a relationship, of course, with your brother and with your niece or nephew. You know, and you said that it's hard when you go home to visit, that, you know, it's hard to be apart. Maybe you try and flip-flop it. Maybe you invite your brother and his family to you so that you have some uninterrupted time. I would say to absolutely reach out and see if maybe that changes, you know, have him come to you. And so, you know, that you guys can spend time together, the children can spend time together, because it is hard. And I mean, they're cousins and they're about the same age. So I do feel like that's important. And I don't know what the detachment is, why your brother doesn't want that. If there's something that's happened. Or
I will say, the older I get and different relationships that I have in my life, I can see, you know, how that does hurt you. But at the same time, you can't want something more than someone else does, because at the end of the day, you're just setting yourself up for heartbreak and to get hurt. And, you know, it doesn't matter how hard you try, you know, to love your niece or nephew. If your brother isn't allowing it for some reason, it's just going to hurt you more. So I know it's hard, but there have been times to where it's like I've had to draw that line and draw that divide, because I was always the one going and doing for someone, and it was never done in return for me. And that's the hard part, is catering to someone else's needs while putting yours to the side. And sometimes you have to be selfish. You have to put yourself first, and hopefully sooner than later, the other person will see it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely, Kaylee. Thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name is Chris from Tampa, Florida, and I'm calling because I really need some help mentally. About 5 or 6 years ago, my dad cheated on my mom, and they went through a terrible divorce. I was unfortunate enough to see the video of my dad in the act, and that led to a lot of hostile feelings for years between me and him. My dad and I exchanged a lot of harsh words. We both did a lot of bad things to each other. But now for the past 2 years or so, things have never been better. There's never any fights or negativity. We see each other all the time. Me and my two brothers see him all the time. My birth mom and him and my stepmom were all civil. Anyway, I called today because I have extreme regret over things that I said and did over the time whenever we were fighting. I know I've apologized, and so has he, but I'm just having trouble letting go of all that regret that I have. I was just curious if you had any advice to a fellow brother in Christ on how to let go of this regret, no matter how bad I feel about all the things that I did. Love the show, love the podcast, and thank you so much.
You know what, Mama? I'm going to take a wise saying from Daddy. Let go and let God.
That's so true. Chris, first of all, I want to say that I am sorry that you had to see this, because no child should ever have to see that. And I guess the redeeming quality or the redeeming aspect of this whole thing is that you and your dad have made amends. People make mistakes. No one is perfect, and I'm never going to sit here and say or portray that, because we have all made mistakes. But you do. You have to let it go. You just said you're a believer. I think if you are a believer, you have to go by what the Bible says. You have to turn it over to God. You have to let it go and never look back, because you have been given another chance to have a relationship with your dad. And the only thing that you can do is to not repeat it. What you did, you know, you guys did and said some horrible things to each other. You have asked your dad for forgiveness. He's given you that forgiveness. You have to move on, because the regret, the shame will just cripple you, and it will keep you from being able to be and give all that you are able to give to a relationship.
And too, I think at the end of the day, you know that he is your father. I mean, Dad and I have gotten into so many arguments, but our relationship, like, we know that it's not fragile enough to where it's ever going to crumble. And whenever, like, we've gone, you remember back whenever I was in a relationship y'all did not approve of, Dad and I went 2-3 months without speaking. Mm-hmm. Like, we went a while. Now,
and that, y'all, is like dog years. So that's about 14 to 21 years in real life.
It really is.
Because they talk a million times a day. So, and that was a big deal. 2 to 3 months was a big deal.
It was big deal. Like, whenever I tell you, I do not go to bed at night without a good night, I love you text from him. Like, and if I do, it's not normal. And I literally, like, get anxiety. We do have this, like, kind of codependency thing going on, which we both admitted to, but we're comfortable in it right now. So at the end of the day, like, he is your father and he loves you. Like, coming from a child, I've seen my dad say things and I've heard him say things to me that hurt, but I know deep down he does not mean it, or, you know, it was just heat of the moment, whatever. And I've said and done things that have bothered him, but at the end of the day, your family, you put it down at God's feet, don't pick it back up, and you move on.
That's right. You guys know that I love HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. It makes cooking at home fun, easy, and affordable. Break out of your dinner rut with HelloFresh's 22-plus seasonal chef-curated recipes each week. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. They have more 5-star recipes than any other meal kit, so you know you'll be getting something delicious. HelloFresh cuts out on stressful meal planning and prepping, and you can enjoy cooking and getting dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes, or even 20 with their quick recipe options. The average trip to the grocery store takes 41 minutes. That's over 35 hours a year if you go once a week. I also love the fact that HelloFresh, all their ingredients are pre-portioned, so you have less prep and less food waste. The packaging to ship your food is almost entirely made from recyclable and or already recycled content. HelloFresh carbon footprint is 25% less than store-bought grocery-made meals. So you can also add extra meals or lunches to your order weekly, or throw in some yummy sides and desserts like garlic bread cookie dough. If you have not tried HelloFresh, you've got to do it. So go to HelloFresh.com/Chrisley10 and use the code Chrisley10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Chrisley10 and use the code Chrisley10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. All right, next caller, please.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Todd. My name is Angela. I am from Arkansas. Just want y'all to know we love, 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 love y'all. Y'all are so uplifting, inspiring, just a cheerful attitude that's just contagious. I have a question. Todd, this is for you. I hear you on the podcast talking about your book that you're writing, and I'm sure that's an autobiography about your life and things like that. However, what I'm wondering is, have you ever considered writing a financial guidance book of sorts, you know, to kind of enlighten some of us who may struggle a little bit with financial things? Love y'all. Have a great day.
Hi, Angela from Arkansas. And you know what? You have an uplifting spirit because your voice was so sweet and so kind. So I'm going to answer this since Todd is not here. You know, I think his book will give you a lot of information. Just in telling his story, I think will be helpful to other people in their financial world, their personal life, their whatever it is, spiritual life.
And too, I will say, I've read a portion of it. I don't know how many people have, or the dads let read, but he sent it to me and wanted to know what I thought. And in reading it, you know, and I think this is why I get so upset at times whenever I see people say such hateful things about him, because when you read this book, when that time comes, you're just going to be so shocked, and I feel like your heart's going to break, it's going to mend, it's going to, you know, there's so many things in this book that explain why he is the way that he is. You know, the little quirks that he has, or the things that people talk negatively about him that he does.
Right.
The book literally explains who he is and why he is the way that he is. And I don't know, honestly, after he let me read a portion of this book that he has completed, it's kind of showed me that I need to have more compassion for other people. Because you don't know people's stories. You don't know what they're going through. And just because they put a smile on their face doesn't mean that their life is good. You know, that's a coping mechanism for a lot of people. And yeah.
So I think the book, in saying that, I think the book will be helpful in many different aspects, just in telling his story. So thank you so much for that. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. My name is Cecily, and my question is, how long do you think it takes to cope with being abandoned by a parent? I'm kind of in kind of similar to your older two children, as far as, you know, mom not being around, but kind of being in and out of my life, so I can understand how your two older kids would say, it wasn't good to have their mom around because it confuses you. So I'm 31. I'm still kind of dealing with pain of knowing my mom abandoned me and knowing that she was in and out of my life, and I shove her in and out now. So my question is, how long do you think that takes? And if you have time, I have a second question, which is how to deal with dating when you come from such a broken background and making bad choices about men. Like, I feel like I don't have a foundation. So, you know, between the abandonment from mom and dad and then, you know, dating going so terrible, what advice would you give? So hopefully you have time for both. Love you guys.
Hi, Cicely. You know, as far as how long does it take, I don't believe there is a number, a time frame that you can put on that. As with any issues that we all in some shape, form, or fashion deal with. So I think the feeling of abandonment is something that many people struggle with forever. You know, I think it's something they just learn to deal with, cope. I think you have to, you know, find someone that you can speak to, whether that's a counselor, a pastor, a mentor, someone that can help you through that process. And then it's something that you have to continue working on it. I think it's with anything. If you're, you know, if you've battled other kinds of issues in the past, whether it be substance abuse or other mental health issues, whatever, it's something that continues to always be there. You have to learn how to put it in its proper place, how to deal with it, and then how to move on. So Again, Cicely, I'd say you need to find someone that you can speak to, that you can talk to for that. And then I think that's going to help you with the second question that you have as far as dating. And I have said this before. You can't give someone all of you if you don't have all of you to give. I say this to my own children. I have said it to my own children. Until you are whole, you can't give all of you to someone else. So I think you have to work on yourself first. That has to be your first priority. You have to be whole. You have to be healthy in order to be able to receive what someone else has to give and be able to give that back fully. So I would say absolutely find someone you can talk to start working on these, on your issues. And then know that, you know what, it's always there, but it doesn't always have to rule me. It doesn't always have to be that one thing that dictates everything else.
And too, I think the one thing, you know, that has helped me is, you know, obviously not right now in my life because I am in a relationship, but previously it was to be okay being single, like to be okay in your singleness. And there is a pastor and his name is Mike Todd, ironically enough.
How weird
is
that?
But he's out of Oklahoma and he did this series on singleness. And it was so eye-opening to me. So I don't know. I mean, I would give it a try. Just take a couple days, couple hours, whatever. Go on YouTube and look up Mike Todd and his series on singleness. And it truly does explain so much. It causes you to ask yourself so many different questions. And who knows? It could help you kind of open up and move forward.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. My name's Sarah. I am from a small town in Indiana, and I love your show, adore your family. Recently started listening to the podcast, but love it. Think I'm mostly caught up on it. But I just want to get some feedback on some work drama that I am encountering right now. Work at a bank, and I'm one of the bankers. We've got a couple of part-time tellers. And one of them is about to retire again and thinks that he's the manager, wants to control everything, get in everybody's business. I've had run-ins with her before and just had another one yesterday. She was trying to control a situation she wasn't even involved in. So I kind of snapped at her and told her, you know, per the manager, this actually was approved, so you know, there's not really anything else to talk about. But I've heard from my other coworkers, she's going around making comments about it and blaming some things on me. And I've talked to my manager, and it's done no good because he wants to keep her as long as he can, which is frustrating because we get more done without her. But I'm trying to be the bigger person, but I also am like Todd a little bit and don't take any smack. So I don't want to be disrespectful in a work environment. That's not how I was raised, but also how much, you know, should one person put up with. So I'm excited to hear back from you. I know that you'll shoot it to me straight. And again, love y'all. Hope you have a great day.
Hi, Sarah from Indiana. A bank. You know, I actually worked in a bank before I had my kids. And there's always drama, it seems like, in a banking working atmosphere for some reason. Any bank I've ever worked at, there's always been some kind of drama. There's always been somebody that thought they were the boss that they weren't. And I was never the boss, so I never thought that. But I have worked with people who thought they were the boss. I used to work with a man. He was a teller at the bank, and he had been there for 147 years when I started there. And I loved him. I never had an issue with him, but I will never forget he and another one of our tellers. Oh my gosh, they fought like cats and dogs. And this man was older. He was older when I went to work there. But they fought, and she would aggravate the pee out of him, and just anything she could do to aggravate him. And I actually found it to be funny, but I'm sure it can be very frustrating. It sounds like this person's older. They're getting toward retirement age. What I would say is, you know, have some patience. And I say this about any workplace. You don't know what someone else is going through at home.
100%. Because I will say, Nick, you know, he's doing real estate and he's killing it. So proud of him. But he has a client and they found this house that they love. They were putting in an offer. And the agent on the other side, I mean, she is an elderly woman. I mean, she's got to be, I think she's in her 70s maybe. And she just cannot remember anything. And she, like, Nick's doing the work that she should be doing on her client side. And, you know, he got extremely frustrated and was just like, this is insane. Like, he's basically representing both parties. So it made it very difficult. And I had to tell him, I was like, you know what? I get how frustrating it can be, but just maybe have a little grace for her. I said, you know, she's been doing this her entire life and she's just not ready to give it up yet. Should she give it up? Yes. But imagine the anxiety and the fear that she has going on when it comes to thinking about giving up what she's done her entire life. So there also is that side to it. And I will say, with my generation, we want things done quick and easy and as fast as possible. Like, we want that instant gratification. And sometimes, like, we just have to be okay with not getting that. Don't you agree?
I do. And know that, you know, you more than likely are going to be at that bank for many, many years after this lady has retired. So absolutely, give her grace. You don't know what she's going through. And anytime you work with people, there's always going to be somebody. Always going to be somebody that maybe you just don't click with, that you just don't jive with. But it didn't matter. If you go and you go to another bank, it's going to be the same thing. So, honey, what I would say is stick in there and just kind of sweat her out. So, good luck. And next caller, please.
Hi, my name is Dawn Moore, and I live in Massachusetts. Up here in the cold, freezing. My husband's from the South in South Carolina, but I just want to say I've seen on Facebook where you and Todd, Julie Todd and your son Kyle, is so happy to see you guys. And I know Kyle's had struggles. You guys have talked about it on the show. I have mental illness in my family, so I know how that's a struggle. But you know what? It's such a blessing to see him there. I'm so happy for you guys. And I just want to say congrats. I'm so glad to see him looking so good. And great, and you know, I'm just happy for you guys right now seeing that picture. Really, I'm just happy for you. I didn't have a question, but I wanted to say I'm happy for you guys. We love you guys, we love this show, and you guys have a great new year and stuff. Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Hi, Dawn, up there in Massachusetts. I hope you're staying warm. Thank you so much for your kind words, and yes, you know, every family has their issues. Every family has things that they go through. And, you know, I think we're all in this together, just trying to get through to the other side and to a better place. So I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. We all know we should be cutting down on our plastic waste, but it can feel overwhelming. Committing to making a few small changes around the house makes a big impact. And Grobe Collaborative will help you cut down on plastic use daily. If every U.S. household switched to a reusable detergent dispenser, we'd eliminate nearly 900 million single-use plastic bottles in 1 year. I mean, how crazy is that? That's why I love Grobe Collaborative. Grobe's laundry system cuts plastic waste by 80%. So in case you don't know, or in case you're listening for the first time, Grobe Collaborative is an online marketplace that delivers all natural cleaning, beauty, and personal care products directly to your door. Grobe makes finding healthy, affordable, effective formulas easy and convenient. Over 2 million American households have shopped Grobe for their healthy home essentials. And I have gotten so many wonderful things that I have wanted to try, and Grobe was the perfect place for me to do that. And all the products are there in one spot. I love the Burt's Bees. I use their eye makeup remover. I love coconut oil I get from there. I got a hand sanitizer this week. I got some new cleaning cloths, which I love, Groves cleaning cloths. They have products for your face, products for your house, products for your babies. And I always tend to grab some of those just to throw into a baby gift because, listen, you can't ever have too much of that. So you guys know that here at Chrisley Confessions, we love Grove Collaborative, the online marketplace that delivers all natural beauty and personal care products. So make your laundry more sustainable with Grove this new year. Now for a limited time, when our listeners go to grove.co/cc, you'll get a free three-piece set from Grove, so you can start reducing your plastic waste. Plus, you'll get free shipping and a free 60-day VIP trial. So go to grove.co/cc to get this exclusive laundry set offer, grove.co/cc. You can have them on reoccurring shipments. You can change your shipment up. They send you a notice when they're about to ship to you. And then at that point, you can add if you're out of something or you want to replace something or just to try something new. It is super easy and it takes the guesswork out of going green. Try it, folks. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Anne from North Carolina. I have a question, but let me tell you a little bit of the backstory. My dad was married prior to him marrying my mom and had a daughter with this woman. I never knew about his previous marriage. I never knew about his daughter that he had with her. And several years ago when my grandmother passed away, my jerk of a cousin that I don't have a relationship with came up and asked me where my sister was. And I said, I don't have a sister, I have a brother. He was like, no, you have a sister. So, of course, me, I did some digging and talked to other relatives, and I do have a sister out there. This is told you how long ago, and found her on MySpace, and we had a conversation for about 2 hours. And she disclosed to me that she remembers the last day that she saw my dad, and he came to see her, and he had a lady and a baby in the car, which was me. She clearly does not want to have a relationship with me, which is fine. She has separated herself from my dad and that part of her life, and I get that, and I'm okay with that. But my dad and I have always had this close relationship where we could tell each other everything and anything. And I don't know, like I want to talk to him about it. And, you know, I'm not judging or, you know, want to make him feel bad or anything like that. But I just feel like this piece, even though I didn't have anything to do with it, I just feel like I want to know the details and why he decided to keep me and my brother but give up this other child to have a life with my mom and raise me and my brother and give us the life that we did. So anyway, I just want to kind of get y'all's thoughts about it. Love the show. Love your family. Love your values. And I hope to hear from you. Have a great day.
Hi, Anne from North Carolina. I think you are completely in line with talking to your dad about it.
100%. I mean, you said that you and your dad had this relationship to where you could talk about anything and everything. And that is how me and my dad are. I mean, we talk about literally every single thing. I love how calm you are about it. And you know, at the end of the day, I mean, God forbid if I were to find out something like that about my dad, you
surely
best
to
bet.
God he ain't bringing another one home.
Hun, I hope
so. I can't deal with another one. No more kids.
No more. But, you know, if I found out something like that, I would go to him because we do have that relationship. And it would hurt me because I would feel like, hey, you've told me everything else. Why wouldn't you have told me this?
Right.
And two, there's, I will say, the older I get, the more that I realize there is a reason for every decision that our parents make. There is, we may not understand it at the moment, but there is a reason for every single decision that they make. So,
and you know what? There may come a time, you know, in your sister's life that she may reach back out to you. And for you to have such, as Savannah said, you were so calm and had such a good outlook about it. I think that's a blessing. But absolutely, I think it would not hurt you to go to your dad and say, you know, I just need to understand. I need to understand, because you know what? It might help you in the future if your sister does reach out.
And
even if your dad's already passed by then, you know, let's just say it's many years down the road after your dad's passed, at least you would have that information to talk to your sister about and maybe help her through it.
And two, the life that you were given by your parents is not something that you need to feel bad for.
Right. That's what I was going to say, because you were not involved in this. So because your dad chose to stay with your mom and raise you guys, and he didn't do this with a previous, that's not your burden. Then you should not feel bad because he did that. It was a bad situation, and maybe your dad made some bad mistakes or some bad choices, but those are his choices. The only thing you can do is do what you know to be right now. So, Anne, I hope that helps you, and best of luck. Next caller, please.
Hey, guys. So, my name is Elizabeth, and I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Woo-woo. Yeah. And I'm calling because I kind of need some advice. My partner and I have been together for 6 years. He is my best friend, but we're not married. And so we had a baby. This is my second child. We tried for so long to have her. Like, we went through so many fertility struggles. We lost 3 babies, 2 failed adoptions. It was a nightmare. And my grandparents invited us up. They wanted to see the kids. So we get up there, and I'm not really sure what happened. We walked in the door, and he came out, and he just said, "This is not a bed and breakfast. You can stay for a few minutes, and then you need to leave." Well, we thought he was joking. My mom was up there with me. We thought he was joking, so we kind of laughed, and he's like, "No, I'm serious." So at this point, Aaron is like, "Just get your stuff, let's go." So I'm like, "Yep, you're right, let's go." My 2 kids are there with me, you know. So we start to leave, and my grandfather, just out of literally nowhere, while Aaron is putting the baby in the stroller, shoves Ellery's stroller over. So she falls out on her head of her stroller, and grabs Aaron by the throat and starts hitting him. And so at this point, my stepdad jumps in and is involved, and I get in, and I'm trying to stop it, and my grandpa is just blatantly hitting me in the face. So these are my stepdad's parents, and he is wanting me to drop the charges and just move on like nothing happened, and I just can't do that. He's told me, you know, they're never going to love me again, they're never going to want me up there again, and I don't ever want to go up there again. But I know you'll shoot it to me straight, and I just want to know, you know, am I overreacting about this? Everyone seems to think he definitely needs to be prosecuted. So I would really appreciate it if you guys would take this call. Thank you so much.
Hi, Elizabeth from Murfreesboro.
This sounds like the Grizzly Clan.
That's disturbing. Why the grandfather would push the baby out so that he falls and hits her head and then starts hitting her partner, and then starts hitting her. I'm a little concerned. I feel like there's more that we need to know.
100%.
I mean, obviously, you know, he needs to be held accountable. You just can't put your hands on people like that. But
there's something more going on.
Right. Maybe is there something mentally or like physically going on with your grandfather that's caused him to, you know, I'm like some kind of dementia, or was there some medication or something that was just making him not be himself?
And too, I'm sorry, but at the, like, you know how I am, Mama, and you know how y'all have raised us to take the high road.
Yeah.
Something happened yesterday, and I was speaking to Dad on the phone, and Dad was like, "I know you don't want to respond this way, but I promise you that if you respond this way instead of how you want to respond, you will look back and be grateful that you
did." But she said he was punching her in the face.
Yeah, I know that. Like, and that is so uncalled for.
I know,
but it's so hard when
you
it's like.
Have to, okay,
we need to follow up on this.
You gotta call me back. let me know. You said they invited y'all up there, and then when you got there, he said you couldn't stay. And then he starts hitting and punching and throwing babies on the ground. So I need you to call me back and tell me, like, was there something else said, or what? There's more, something else going on, because why would they have invited you if they didn't want you up
there? And what has been said since then,
yeah,
by your
sure.
grandfather? Because I don't know. I think about my Papa Gene, and if something like that were to happen, one of us had to have said something real smart ass, or you know yeah. what I mean?
But nobody wouldn't have punched you in
no,
the face.
No, never. He was like my best friend. I just don't know. That's so hard. Whenever I hear grandparent, I have a soft spot.
All right, so call me back. Let me know what's said. And Todd will be back to answer this. So we'll get his take on it.
I want to hear. I want to hear the full scoop. So
all right, Elizabeth. So call us back and leave me a message. All right. I think we have time for one more caller.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Jody from Boston, and I actually have a question about Jada Marcus. So first of all, I wanted to know, when you two go out to a restaurant, who gets noticed more? And the second question I have is, how did y'all meet? I love Rascal Flatts. I love your show. I love the podcast. Don't stop. Keep having guests on, because I think that is awesome. All right. Take care.
Hi, Jody from Boston. That's a great question, and that is so funny. Yes, you know.
I wish Jay was here.
First of all, we actually record this podcast at Jay's studio, so I have to be real careful for what I say. No, I'm just playing. Todd and Jay met, I think, at an event or something. I really don't even know, to be honest. I have to find that out. But as for who is noticed more? You know, it's probably about equal. Jay gets, he's so hilarious because he's just funny. And people will literally come up to him and be like, oh my God, I love you on the Chrisleys. And he gets the biggest kick out of it because he's like, okay, you do understand that I have been touring with a band for 20 years now. And you're just telling me that you love me on the Chrisleys.
Exactly.
So it's funny, and he takes it in stride. I mean, Jay and Rascal Flatts have so many amazing fans.
And too, though, I think my favorite moment is whenever, because I've seen it happen before, someone come up and be like, oh my gosh, will you please take a picture of me and Todd and hand Jay the phone? And Jay's like, who do you think I am? Like chopped liver?
He's so funny, and they get the biggest kick out of it. So I'm so glad that you love us, that you love Rascal Flatts.
And too, Rascal Flatts has their farewell tour coming up.
Yes, I was so excited.
So bittersweet.
I just saw that their final show's in Nashville.
Oh,
super,
I cannot
super
wait.
Excited. So, you know, Todd and I have actually been, we have loved Rascal Flatts forever and ever and ever. Just to meet the incredible members of the band and now have a personal relationship with Jay as a friend is that's a surreal moment. I mean, that is truly a surreal moment. So, but you know what? Jay and his family, they have so many amazing things happening that, you know,
we're
we'll
excited.
See. Tides might turn. They might be handing Todd that camera. Say, can you take a picture with me and Jay?
Exactly.
With that being said.
Well, before we wrap up, okay. Mom, I have to tell you about this Instagram account that I just started following, and it is hilarious. It's called Text From Your Ex. That's like the handle, the username. Uh-huh. And it is the funniest thing. It's just like a little reprieve, you know, like gives you a good laugh for the day.
Uh-huh.
And people actually send in screenshots of text messages that their ex has sent them.
Oh my gosh. And Savannah, you got too much time on your hands.
No, there was one that was posted and it says, do you ever think about when we were together that summer? And the person responds, yeah, but then I wake up screaming. So y'all, you gotta follow this Instagram. I don't know who runs it.
And there's nothing about that is paid or sponsored. It's just something crazy she's found.
It's something that I found. I don't know who runs it, but
it's so funny.
It's the funniest thing. So.
Well, Savannah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We will have her on again. And if you guys have any questions directly for Savannah, make sure and call those in and specify for Savannah. We'll put them all together and then have her back on to just answer like Savannah specific questions. So make sure you call, leave a voicemail. It's always on our Instagram, the number to call. And then we'll put together like a whole folder of just Savannah questions and have her back on.
I love this idea. So it can be like all about Savannah Day.
Yes, of course. So until next time, stay safe. And God bless.